Everybody, I said it last week, but I'm going to say it again because it's an important message that the Medrash says, what's the connection with mikvah and the learning? Right, based on a Medrash then in Parshat Balak, it says it connects the two. And the Medrash goes on to say the reason is because just like ma mikvah metar etzchem, just like a mikvah purifies you, you put your whole body into it, so too the Bet Midrash, your whole body is into it as well. Right? So he says, so the difference is that mikveh Yisrael is, you know, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, right? So too, Ashrechem Yisrael, that when we engage in Torah learning, also it's considered, it purifies you as well. The Simchas, apparently, they say in the name of some Rabbi during Simchas Torah, when he was dancing, he would dance as if he was going to a mikveh, because he felt as being matar himself with Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. So he felt that was like, okay. But what I want to do today, I'm going to do a somewhat of a summary of what we did last week, but at the same time, I want to also move forward. Take a look in front of you. You should have source sheets. If you don't, let me know. Okay, good. So let's... I'm actually going to begin with reverse engineering. You'll see why. Take a look, actually, at source 7. Source 7 is the Rambam. And the Rambam writes as follows: Hatolada hi hamalacha hadome la'av me'elu ha'avot. What's the addition of a tolada? It's similar to an av. Ketzad, was it giving an example? Hamechateich et hayerek mat mat. Mechateich would be to chop vegetable a little bit. Sorry, mat mat is piece by piece, right? Part by part, levashlo, to cook. Here's a chayav. You are chayav. Again, when you see chayav in Shabbos, what does that mean? You're chayav. So mazid versus shogeg. Okay, so if it's mazid, you're chayav mita. You have skila. If it's shogeg, chayav to bring a korban chatas. Fine. Why? Shezo hamulacha toledet tchina. Because this is the tolada of tchina. Meaning, if you take a vegetable and you dice it up and you want to cook it, an example of that would be, let's say, for argument's sake, we'll see what the Gemara is going to use. The Gemara is going to use the example of a beet. So let's stick to what the Gemara says, which we'll see in a minute. It's the tolada. Remember, so it's not the av. Remember what Rambam's definition? It's dome. It's similar to. Okay?
So
the av. Okay, very good. That's going to be the problem. Okay, next. That's the problem. Why? Shatochen. Oh, now he's going to define it potentially for us what the av is. Hatochen lokeach guf echad. What is tchina? So in English, tchina would be called?
Tchina.
Tchina. What's tchina in prior English? Grinding. Okay, let's use the word grinding. You'll see why. So what is tchina? Tochen lokeach guf echad. You take one entity. And what do you do with it? Umachalko legufim harbe, and you turn into many, many, many parts. Okay? V'chol ha'usa davar hadome lazeh. If you do something similar to it, ha'usa toleda tochen. So again, the av is you take an entity, you make it into many pieces. That is the av. If you do similar to it, that's tochen. What's another example he gives? V'chein halo. Oh, so stop right here for a second.
It sounds almost like boring, but not exactly.
What do you mean?
Where you take one. Thing, one blob, and separated.
So we know that Borer, right, precedes it, but it's the difference would be when it comes to Borer, I'm going to have a mixture, right? We said a definition of Borer, you're going to have a heterogeneous mixture, and we're going to clean that up, right? We're going to be Borer and remove the psolet, right? Whereas here, I have a guf echad, right?
It's not a mixture.
So it's not a mixture. Yeah, so it's not a mixture. It's a solid entity.
It's not a psolet.
And not necessarily psola. In fact, well, okay. So if that's true, look at the next example of a tolada. V'chein, halokeach lashon shamatechet. You're taking a block of metal, vishaf oto. You're basically grinding it up. You're stripping it. You're grating it. Metal. Taking metal and you're cutting it up. Okay. And you want to be able to take its particles, right? Shaving it. What's it called? Shaving it? What do you do to metal? You shave metal?
Like a
Shave it all. That's weird. Okay. Kedesha osim tzarfei zahav, just like these goldsmiths do. So we need to know a little bit more about how to make gold. Okay. One day. That's a talada tchina. Question. I don't understand something for a second. Rambam, I have a question for you. You just defined the av malach of tchina as what? Lokeach guf echad umechalkol gufim harbei. So can you explain to me why mechatech yarek is a tolada, or shaving this metal is a tolada? Shouldn't that be the av? But it's not. He says both of them are tolada. Zeh shela. What's going on here? Give me a definition. Great, I love your definition. And then you're like, wait, tolada, I don't understand you. What's the av? What's a tolada? So, just to show you that this is really what he says, he basically says it again in 8, in Halacha Ches, underlined section, aval im tachan v'chata chayerek. So again, you ground up the vegetable, or shaf l'shan shamatecha, and again, you shaved, thank you. You shaved this block of metal, behelem echad, in one motion, in one moment, right? Helem one act. Or halemach kras would be one thought process, right? Probably doesn't have to be the exact same act. You only chayav one chatas because essentially it's the exact same thing. Fine, but we see that the Rambam is saying that clearly these are toladot. So then, what's the av?
You skipped the first part.
What?
Of the halacha, right?
Yeah.
It's talking about the actual agricultural process, isn't it?
And therefore what?
And then like these other actions, like when you're shaving metal or, I don't know, cutting a piece of celery, that might not be the av itself that the toledot are like subcategories of.
Because not agricultural.
Because, yeah, the original, like the av is the original process.
There's a lot of like av malacha that we do that are av malacha that aren't.
For something to be an av.
Okay, so let's go through it for a second. What was the av in the Mishkan? What was the definition of the Mishkan? So what did I do? Let's go through the Samamanim. So what did I do? Right? I would take this plant extracts, right? I would then grind them, and then I would cook them in order to make dyes. Right? That's in my dye preparation, not, you know, as in whatever. Okay, fine. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, on the parallel to preparing bread, there what I would do is I would take the wheat that now has no particles in there because I did borer, so it's nice and clean, my wheat. What would I do with it? Right, I would. Also, I would grind my wheat, and what would I do after I grind my wheat? I'm going to bake it. So Eli is saying that only when you do those actions are you going to be, that's the av. So what are the conditions for the av malacha?
Does it depend on doing other av, not other av before?
So we have to say that the av malacha of tochen is what? It's not just, I need true tochen, I need real tochen, but that's not enough to just have tochen. I need part B. And what's part B?
It has to be for the purpose of...
Purpose of cooking, probably, right?
But this example is for the purpose of the basla.
But so. What about, we see the Rambam says it straight out. Where's that line? Where's that line about Levashlo? The first line. Levashlo.
So we're still missing
something. Unless you could say, no, I have an answer. What's my answer? Why is it just a tolada? So again, there's two parts. There's called true tochen. And the second part is for cooking. I need to... says Ela. And I have an answer for you. Cutting a vegetable that you're then going to cook only is B, but it's missing A.
That was actually said by a rabbi.
Very good. So it appears that the Rambam needs both of these components. true tochein, okay, but is not going to be easy to define, but somehow chopping a vegetable, mincing a vegetable, is not going to be the exact tochein in the Mishkan. It's going to be a lower level of tochein, therefore it's not going to be the of.
I think it's to cook, and we're using the Roman's definition of just breaking up into many parts, taking a single entity, then regardless, then it also just has to be like A is size-wise, or like it's just breaking into many parts. And
right, so, wait, if I take, I mean, this is, I don't really want to do this, man, but you know, crack something in half.
Right, slicing bread, even. Like,
okay, wait, well, slice. So it must be, let's say I take bread, and I, what do I do with bread? I cut up bread. So is that considered true tochein?
No.
Is that considered kedila vashlo? Have we to cook it after?
It's not grinding, even if you would
cook it. Right? Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll get there. Maybe even today. We'll see. Okay, so that's great. It's a very good example. Cutting up bread, cutting up vegetables. So let's now take a look at the Magid Mishnah number 8. The Magid Mishnah on the whole introduction of the Rambam, he says, Vida. Shekavanat Rabbeinu hi shekol malacha shehidome la'av. Any act, any malacha that's comparable to the av, b'dimayon gamur, 100% equal, right? Gamur. Ela shechaluka mimena b'ichut apoel o b'ichut hanifal harizo av kamota. Right? You need to have the same quality, the same act, the same everything. It has to be synonymous. It has to be equal. It has to be dome. I've come with ava malacha hadome la b'miktzat. No, that is just a talada. But an act that looks like it, in partially, that is a talada. So careful. By the way, I'm going to say this again and again and again. What's the difference from talada and an av? Both of them are Isure Doraita. Very important. We haven't lowered it to the Rabban level yet, right? Right? Just an Isur Doraita, Tolada and Anav. Exact same. Okay? There'll be enough community. We said this last. I'll say it. There are communities if I didn't do Malachos, right? So if I do an Av and a Tolada, I'm only Chaya for one, not two. Okay? That's really the only enough. A Hatra would be, make sure you have one of the guys, right? But aside from that, essentially the same thing. So again, unless it is completely analogous, the malacha, totally, that's enough. The moment there's some type of differentiation, tolada. So, by the way, again, we'll put this on the back. I'm going to throw it out there, though, and we're going to see the Gemara that will deal with this. So then, how do I get to Eid Rabbanan, right? How far do I have to go then to drop it from Eid Raisa to Rabbanan? Okay. But not for now. Let's continue reading. Well, now that, again, this Magid Mishnah is going to use our example. It's interesting. The Rambam uses our example to define. So the Magid Mishnah is going to also go and explain now our example. Why is it Tolada? Aval. V'she'in sham elak tzat dimayon. If there's only a little bit of something which is comparable. Kagun. Mechatech et hayerek. Here we go, everybody. She'ino dome letchina. This is not, you can't tell me that taking a vegetable and cutting a vegetable, mincing a vegetable, that's not analogous to grinding up wheat, grinding up, no. Yeah, so what are you doing? Yeah, it's true, you're taking one entity, making it into many entities. Yeah, I get that. But, when you do tchina, and by the way, even our language is going to be a little bit different. I mean, you can't cook on Shabbos.
So that whole definition of tchina in order to cook has to
that's the Doraisa. I mean, it's also to do that. So, again,
you can never do tchina Doraisa if you don't end up doing like Bishul Doraisa also?
Well, careful, because if I just have, if according to the Rambam, there's two parts of the of, if I just do one of the two, I still, it's a Doraisa, it's just a Tolada, but it's still Doraisa.
It the next day, like,
So again, hold on. So again, if I grind, let's use language. Let's use English language for a second. What would you call carrots that have been cut up finely? would you then refer to that in your salad?
Sliced
carrots, ground carrots, right? But what would you call if you had wheat and now you really ground it up? What would you call what's left over?
Flour.
It's called flour. So we use even a different language, right? In the vernacular, even our language, which meaning it appears that in order to violate what's called real trina, right? Meaning this first part of tochein, right? And you have, it's a transformative. So at the end of the day, taking a carrot and dicing it up, or taking a cucumber and dicing it up, well, don't get me wrong, it might still be asr, but it's not going to be that full-fledged tochein.
So because that's a creative act.
Yeah, be careful. The only problem you'll be careful is it still has to be creative enough to call it the rice. I can still tolada, right? So I can't call it, right? It has to be creative because if it's not a creative act, then it should be not, it should be mutter on Shabbos. And I can't say that because it's a tolada, right? Right? So, but for whatever reason, it's only domek tzat. It takes it out of the realm of an av, still keeps it as a tolada, which is an iser doraita. Right? So we're on a very fine tightrope here. We're trying to do this balancing act, right? We want to fall off the of malacha, but we don't want to totally jump off the biblical prohibition. So
before you were asking about how to take things down to Durban in the first place, isn't that only done through like all the, you know, like those, the list of like exceptions, like maybe not Psikriyesha, because Psikriyesha is still the right, but like all the other ones.
But at some point, let me give you an example. Am I allowed to cut a piece of chicken in half? Why isn't that token?
It's not, because it's not
So you understand what I'm saying? So there's going to be, you're going to have to make a distinction, what is considered grinding, and what's considered cutting something in half. One is, and by the way, one is an Isser Doraita, and one is Mutol Chachila. That's a very big jump between the two. But that's really what we're playing with here, right? You're not allowed to do, the Rambam says, you want to cook this vegetable? You cannot, whoever cuts up a vegetable with the intent, you mince a vegetable with the intent to cook, even though I didn't cook it yet, my intention is to cook it, it's an Isser Doraita. You cut up a piece of chicken, Mutter L'Chachila will even give you Maftar Yonah in Yom Kippur. Okay? I mean, if you pay for it. Right? Okay? Okay. So, let's... Did we finish this Magid Mishnah? Let me just finish it. It's a dimayon, right? A little bit, it's comparable slightly. Kigon mechatech de'er shino domeh letchina, rak ba'asoy miguf echa migufim harbe. The only thing that's analogous to it is that it has one entity making the many of these. Af albish letchina meshan haguf harishon legamrei. Even though when you're doing the act of tochen, you're changing the entity. Ve'en achiduch, we did finish with this. Zohi atolada. So, ve'en achiduch, kan zo, when you're cutting up, when you're mincing up your vegetable, you're not Mishana Gufarish on the Gamre. Right? Now, it's not the clearest definition, but whatever. Ain Mishana Haguf the Gamre. This is a cut up vegetable. It's not, you're going to call this sliced carrots. You're going to call it sliver of carrots. I don't know what you're going to call it. Right? But you're not going to call it a new entity. You're not going to call it flour, which is a totally transformational entity, than wheat. Okay? By the way, even if you take metal and you're shaf, and you shaft the metal, matachet. So what would you say that you have left on the, what do you have afterwards? You have
shavings.
Right? So you have, but shavings of metal. It's still metal. Or some people want to say, no, even if you want to argue that the shavings are totally, maybe a new entity, maybe, the second component might be missing. And that is, where's the cooking aspect of the shaving? So even if you want to tell me, which it appears, that maybe the shavings of a metal are considered a new entity, right? It's like shaving powder, gold dust, gold something. Maybe that is considered different than a bar of gold. But it's missing the second component, and that is, okay, what are you doing with it afterwards? Where's the cooking? You're missing that stage for sure.
I'd argue that if you call flour a different entity than wheat, then you'd also call
Yes. So you probably would, but it's missing number two, which is why it's a toledo. Yeah. Okay, good.
So does that mean that there's something like that the Rambam's definition is incomplete? Or is there some reason that he left out the
So the Magen Mishnah and the Nosei Kelim argue that he does include the definition. It's embedded, you have to say, that he embeds his definition by his examples and that first line that he had. Because he says, Mechatech et yema levashlo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to say that.
Because when you're cooking it, you end up changing it.
When you cook it, you end up changing it. Yeah, meaning like, excuse me. But just like when it comes to, let's go back to our sum of money example, right? If you just, you have to be seen, I think that, who was that, Ellie? Not the right, Ellie? You have to see it in this totality of a process, right? It's just, it's the means. You've enhanced it. Now, you've had to done something significant enough. That's not right. We know there has to be a malacha machshevet. It has to be a significant enhancement or change, you know. Oh, it's a process. I've now taken my item from the sink to the counter. I've now gone one process further in my baking of bread or making stuff. That's absurd, right? That's not considered a melacha machshevet, right? That's, again, I might be further along the line in my baking process or in my making dye process, but that's not as significant, right? You know, getting a knife in the pantry, right? Whatever it is, that's, yes, it's true. You've brought yourself along
too far.
The continuum, but that's not significant, right? It's like, there are 39, you know, transit stops on the subway, on the Malacha subway, right? There are 39 stations when you take a train. Yeah, it's true. In between each station, you're still getting somewhere, but it's not the station. 39 stations. Okay. I don't know if that made any sense at all, but I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Does that make sense? Can tell you take the subway. Everyone else is like, well, what's the station? Right? I live in Thornhill. I don't know what the station is. Okay.
I haven't got Saki Steels in
months. So. Okay, good. So. Okay, you'll see why this is important. This is important for it. But look at number 9. So a tochen kagogeret chayav. So the rule is you need to do an amount. How much you have to grind up, it's a grogeret's worth. What's a grogeret?
Seed.
Dry fig. It's a dry fig. So what's the volume of a dry fig? I have no clue. But whatever it is, that's meaning it's not like kosher. That's what we're trying to say. It's not kosher. Okay, fine. V'chol hashochek tavlin samanim kimatechet areze tochen v'chayav. Same idea, right? This grinding of the spices, of all these things. Metal, v'chayav. Hamachatech yerek talush areze toleda tochen. Again, you're chopping up a vegetable that's no longer connected to the ground. Tochen. V'chayin. Oh. Hanotzer etzim. Lehenot binusurat shalahen. Your notes are itzi means you're basically making, you're taking wood and you're turning it into, I think we call it sawdust. Right? Be careful. If you'll notice the language of the Rambam, it has to be lehenot. It can't just be that you want to throw in the garbage, right? You ever have a tree in front of your property cut down? Right? So when they cut down the tree, people cut down your tree, they're not taking the tree with them to dispose. What do they do with that tree in front of your house? All of a sudden, your whole tree that was like, you know, 30 feet long, you turned into like, you know, a box. Right? Yeah. So that would not be Doraisa, because it's not Leino Mehen. That's Leibud, to destroy, to discard, to remove. But here you're using the sawdust. I guess they use sawdust in cooking. I guess it helped with the fire maybe. I'm not quite sure why you use sawdust. Catch the flame, maybe, right? Smaller pieces. Maybe that's what they used sawdust for. I'm not so sure. Okay. Oh, hashaf lashon shematachet chav mishifshuf kosherhu. Oh, the moment you grate metal, you're chayav for a little bit. I guess why? Because a little bit of sawdust, that's not gogeres, is meaningless. But a little bit of metal, ooh, it's precious. Av machadach etzim, eno chayav ad shi dakdek mehen kedei levasha. Oh, great, mevetz. Oh, there you go. you're not a guy who they shave down a tree or chops up the tree, you're not chayv unless you produce enough to cook an egg. Right? I guess again, we're talking about a menser. So again, the amounts don't really matter so much, but you understand. I wanted to show you it's the that's the point. Okay, good. Next. So the question is going to be now, what about when we prepare a salad? How can we prepare a salad on Shabbos? Because the Rambam is saying that you can't cut vegetables. You cut vegetables, right? The language of the Rambam, mechatech et yerek, ma'at levashlo.
What's not levashlo?
What other is not levashlo?
Levashlo or grinding.
So, if it's not levashlo, and it's not grinding, so let's use an example. Let's use carrots. Here's a good example. Cucumbers are an example. What would the Rambam say? What would be the halacha about cucumbers or tomatoes or tomatoes or anything else, right? What would you say to that? Is that going to be a tolada? Is that going to be a derabanan, right? How far do you have to jump off the tochen wire? What was the analogy used before? The tochen train. The tochen tightrope. Thank you. Tightrope. The rope. I knew some suspension in there. Okay. Tightrope. Okay. The line. Okay. How do you drop off? Right. How far do you have to do it? So let's read. Let's read 10, and then once we read 10, we actually get to go back to Gemara's that we did last week that I want to show to people who weren't here last week. 10. So already we see a very interesting language in the Rambam. What's the language of the Rambam? You cut up veggies. Look at the language. Duck, duck. That's not a game. Duck, duck, goose. But duck, duck means?
Mincing.
Mincing. Good. I like that definition. Mincing. Good definition. Not mincer. Right? Mincing. Okay. Kedei levashlo. And again, oh, by the way, you know, she says every time. Kedei levashlo. Kedei levashlo. Kedei levashlo. That's a tolada of tochen yochayev. Now, what about... Right? If it's not Kedei Levashlo. So what about if just Mechatech Ayarg Dak Dak? What would that be? Let's continue reading. Lefichach. Ein meraskin lo et ha-shachat velo et ha-charuvin lifnei behema. So these are, I don't know. Who knows what shachat is? It's hay. Hay. And what are charuvim? That's a more popular word. That's... No, charuvim are carobs. Yeah. Bifnei behema, ben daka, ben gasa. Interesting. Why you might think there's a difference, but not quite sure. But basically, what aren't you allowed to do? So I guess, and again, I don't know. What the problem with feeding animals large pieces, I guess, of hay or straw, food items, full apples. Right? You don't just take 5 apples, or I don't even know if what's it, the cows eat apples. I don't know. Horses eat apples. Thank you. New apples, right? To take your full chunks. Here's a bunch of apples. Here's a bunch of hay. Here's a bunch of kir. Right? That you can't give to animals. They won't eat them. Well, they'll choke and they'll die. Or they're not. It's not going to help them. It's as if you've given them nothing. Right? It's like a toy because they can't do anything with it. So what do you need to do? You need to prepare the food. How do you prepare the food? The animal fodder. Right? What do you have to do? You need to put it into pieces so the animal could eat it. And not choke and be able to digest it. I guess animals don't have our same type of, well, I shouldn't say that. Certain animals don't have the same type of teeth that we have. We can take a falafel and we can mince it. Certain animals don't have the ability to do that. And therefore they won't eat it. They can't eat it. They don't have the ability to chop it up. So humans have to do it for them. So I want to feed my animals. Yeah, they have to feed animals in the shop. They're going to die, right? So what do? You're not allowed to be mirasik. Now what is risuk? Not fine comb, like. So it's interesting. Okay? So risuk here is pulverizing. Not grinding. Yeah, to pulverize. I had a better word. I found. Pulverize, not grind. Lurasek. Oh, crushing maybe. Crushing, right? They talk about risuk. They talk about risuk as it comes up in a few different places in Shabbos. Okay, crushing, maybe pulverizing, right? Can't do it. Why? Look at the language of the Rambam. Mipnei shenira ketochen. Okay, that's an interesting one. Near at the dochen. So it's not tochen. Near at the dochen. That's it in your reading. Aval machatchin at the dluyin lifnei behema. What's a dluyin? Is that a vegetable's dluyin? Like a gourd. A gourd of some sort, right? I think in modern Hebrew it's a pumpkin, but I don't think that's necessarily the same in, you know, Mishnaic Hebrew or Rabbinic Hebrew, right? I don't think it's necessarily just a pumpkin. Rather, it's a whole family of pumpkins, yeah? Gourds, okay? So you're allowed to cut up these gourds for an animal, or nevela lifne klavim, or let's say you had dogs, you wanted to feed the dogs fleshiks, so you took a nevela, you can cut up your nevela for the, why? She'ein techina beperot. Ooh. There's no techina when it comes to fruit. Umatirin. Okay, this is, okay, fine. I don't need anything, I don't need to read more than that. What's going on here?
You're talking about no tchina for fruit, but there's tchina for vegetables.
There's tchina for fruit, vegetables, also gourds. Carcasses you're allowed to? Right? What? What?
No, it's just not called tchina. It's not that tchina has to be what is normally done, what is normally ground. You can't just have, I would just grind up this computer.
That's cocoa.
Yes, but that's a bit, that would be like more similar kind of, nevela, what's it called? Don't get ground. It's not, people don't grind.
We don't have ground meat?
Huh? It's nevela, it's not meat. It's meat, but it's not like edible meat.
It's not edible meat.
People wouldn't grind it up.
So, right, so I guess for nevela, you don't grind the nevela. You don't need to feed it that. Although I think it's for chicken. I don't know.
Not feeding it for humans.
Right, not feeding it for humans.
It's not normal to grind it up.
Not normal to grind it up. Just to make it smaller pieces so that your dogs could eat the flesh. If it's too large, I guess you can't do it. Well, so you cut it up, right? Exactly, you cut it up. Now,
it's also just saying the reason we didn't make a gzeira in this case.
Very good. Okay, we make a gzeira because you're pulverizing something that looks like tochen. You make a gzeira. Oh, you want me to make a gzeira? No, we don't need to make a gzeira when you cut up things to the meat because you don't normally do that. So you don't need to make a gzeira. But both of these cases are not tochen. You follow? They're not tochen. The only reason why you can't do the first one is because it looks like tochen. But it's not really tochen. And the second one doesn't look like tochen, and it's not tochen.
So theoretically it would be mutter, but it looks like tochen.
Oh, so meaning it's not, the reason why it's usher has nothing to do with tochen. It looks like tochen. It's like zeh d'rabban, chacham and gzeira. Meaning, in theory, it should be lowered and it should be mutter l'chatchila. It's enough of a change that it should be mutter l'chatchila. We don't do it because it looks like it. But it's not, you follow? But it really should be mutter l'chatchila. Okay, why is that important? Okay, so, now that we've seen the Rambam, we're going to go back to the two lines of Gemara that we saw last week. And you're going to tell me where the Rambam gets it from. So take a look at source 1. Says the Gemara, Havatochen. If you want to follow in the Gemara, it's also in the Gemara. Havatochen, it's the second line. Amar Papa, Hai man de parim silka. So it's a machloket, if it's parim or paris, we'll say the lashon of the, and by the way, this could have an impact on its translation. Rashi wants to say that it's with a mem, not paris, but parim. So again, Rashi, the Gemara says, Haiman de parim silka, which by the way is a very difficult phrase. So parim silka, Rashi says, what is it? Rashi says, mincer belaz. I think I have that Rashi there, right? Oh, yeah, go to source 2, go to Rashi. My kippa pirma. So it's a vegetable. It's probably a beet. I'll tell you now, it's a beet. And Rashi uses the Francais. He says mincer belaz. Which is very helpful. I think even someone here said mincing, right? Mincing is a good definition. What does that mean? Lachtoch lachatichot ketanot. Lechatcho hadek. So again, it's chopping. It's so even in English, we will say, you know, your mother, can you please mince the vegetables for me? Can you please cut the vegetables for me? Can you please dice if I? English uses a lot of words for it. But generally in our head, we have an image, you know, that's why I like Israeli salad. Israeli salad is probably, if good Israeli salad, you know, two big chunks of the salad's not good. But a good Israeli salad is minced, is chopped finely, right? Right? That's a good Israeli salad. So I guess it was done for Shabbos. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, well, that's it. That's the, and let's just finish off reading the Gemara. Chayav, Mishum Tochim. Okay. Rav Menashe is Haiman de Salid Silte is Chayav Mishum Tochim. And he brings another case, which is called Salid Silte. When, again, it's, you're taking trees and you're using them for firewood. So Rashi says, it seems like you can have your Eish. Right? And if you care about their size, the Gemara goes on to say, then you're also Chayav because of Mechatech. But Rav Maravashi, ikapi Ramashachta, if you care about its size, machata means sizing. Okay, so don't worry about that for now. So, but again, if a person who you take wood, now you want smaller pieces of wood, so not like sawdust. I want sawdust. Sawdust is different. But here you're just making smaller pieces of wood. I guess, again, easier to kindle, easier to use for fire. That's also the issue of the right of tochen. If you care about this length of each piece, not only is it tochen, it's also machata. Okay, fine. That's the Gemara. Now, interesting. What are the properties of a beet? So interesting. The Gemara uses a beet as an example. I don't know how many of you eat beets. How many of you like beets? How many of you can keep a beet? Right? But as a bad joke. Sorry. It's like musical slicha. So you know, my mind. It's all music. So. How do we eat beets? How do we eat beets? So, can you eat a raw beet? I don't think. What? Are all beets cooked?
Generally, I think that's how they're consumed, right?
What? Cooked, right? Do they, if they're very small, they're sliced raw? So here's something which I don't know the answer to. Culinary styles have changed over the years. I grew up, I tell myself all the time, I'm not that old. I never, ready for this? Let me shock. I never saw an avocado till I was on a kibbutz in Israel at the age of 18. Saw. Never mind ate or tasted. Hearts of palm. If you'd have told me a heart of palm, I would have thought that you're speaking French. I don't know what that is.
That's probably less about culinary styles and more about like availability.
Yeah,
availability. During
seasons. But like, you know,
during the climates.
Forget like internet. That's like a given. But I'm even talking about like, I don't have a color once. I heard the word. I saw it in a picture book. But I never saw, touched, felt, for consumed an avocado until I was 18 or 19 years old.
Never on tourist.
Right. And I caught it for breakfast. And crackers, right? But what I'm trying to say is that, so again, so how, maybe, and I don't know the answer to this, beets, so that was going to be, why is that an important question? Because look at Tosfot. Tosfot's going to say, Haiman de Pari Silka. You see the first Tosfot at the top of the page? Oh, it's also five. No, I didn't include on my handout. Sorry. Yeah, my mistake. I should have. Okay, good. It means we still need a Gemara. That's important. Look at Rashi. Tosfot. Tafka besilka shayach tchina. Tafka silka, you need tchina. Aval shar ochlin shari. But other food items is permissible. Now, most people understand this also to say, or anything like a beet. Meaning, our cucumber, our tomatoes, and our... What should we put in Israeli salad?
Onions,
which are eaten raw, I believe onions raw, there's no tochen. Okay, what about the rabban? Okay, well, we're not there yet. But it could be, if you understand Tosfot, seems to get it from the Gemara, this fits with the Rambam very nicely, because what does the Rambam say you need to tochen for? Kedei le vashlo, again, move it along the malacha subway, move it along the making of the dyes, preparing of the dyes, or baking the bread, right? On that subway stop, right? Right? So if I need to cook it, I do it afterward. But if it can be eaten in this raw state, like a carrot or a tomato, it's not tochen. Meaning it's off the doraisa. Okay, if it's rabbanan or not, that's a different story. So there are those, because it's hard to imagine that it's mamish silka.
Foods that like cut up like a silka.
What?
Like foods that cut up like a silka. Like any something that doesn't have seeds in them at all. Vegetable, it's all vegetables. No, dafka like silka, yeah, like silka similar to yurakim like a silka.
What about again? I don't know the answer to this question. What about if there was a pre that was commonly cooked? I don't know of an example of one. I'm not. Would that be considered a problem of a deraita?
Similarly, not according to the Rambam.
Similarly, not according to the Rambam. Or is the Rambam saying no? These are just what's commonly cooked. It's also not. There's a potential room for ambiguity. And when Tosfot says Davka Silka, and not anything else, and also he says the word Ochlin.
Yeah.
There's a footnote here.
So what's the
definition? This Gemara. Hang on, give me 1 second. Yeah, we're going to get there in a second. Hang on. There's a footnote here, and where's it going? There's a footnote here.
It's just going to the Saras HaShas now.
I thought this was an extra. That's not what I thought it was. Okay.
Just references
to Tosfos. Here we go, here you guys found. Okay, ready? So we're gonna see the Rishonim are gonna comment on this. And I have the Raya and the Ritva which I have. In kavana sa gemara the silka davka elo adin lecho yerek shein or nachochai v'achituch machshiro la'achila. So it appears that the later Rishonim, by the way, and this is what's important, later Rishonim who come after Balei Tosfot are trying to explain where Tosfot's coming from. Now, why is that the case? Because of the following. Look at source 3. What makes all this complicated is source 3. Again, we spent a little time on this last week, so I just want to mention one thing just to help us. Source 3 is Tanya Kvat de Rabbi Yochanan Yom Kippuri. Oh, how much time do we have? 7 minutes. Okay. Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos Mutar be Knivat Yerek. So what is Knivat Yerek? Rashi, for muta be knivat yarek, deshvut lav isur doraitehu, el rabbanan. So knivat yarek probably means, what are you doing to the vegetable? If you're cutting it up, preparing a salad, it's a shvut. What's a shvut? Only isur rabbanan. Lacham yishum agmat nefesh, but because of agmat nefesh, shemetakin, you're preparing food, you can't eat it. Yom Kippur, it's karav l'inui, it's like inui, and therefore it's mutar to do. When? Minchav mala. Why? Because what happens in the late afternoon on a fast day, on Yom Kippur? Hu shu'ef u'metzapa le'tachila. You're hungry, you want to eat. V'ik agmat nefesh tfei. And there's a lot of additional agmat nefesh because you're handling food. This is a fascinating Rashi because it deals with inui, but definition of inui, which I don't want to get into now because it's Yom Kippur related, but perhaps we can look at it in 2 weeks. But from our malacha perspective, this is what I want to focus on. What is knivat yarek? You're allowed to prepare a salad? Is it isur derabanan? What is isur derabanan? So, Tosfot in 5, which is underlined, very simple. Tosfot's answer is very simple. What's the difference between our Gemara and Shabbos? In our Gemara that we encountered this morning, very simple, small, large. The Gemara which says it's mutar b'knivat yarek is large pieces, Our Gemara is talking about mincing, small pieces. That's aser.
So, in the case of the Yom Kippur, are you cooking
that later on? That's a very good question. We want.
So we want to be other, it's a lot
of. Right. So if you're not.
We have to make this mutter to do.
If you're not.
Okay. What's this is the Rabbanon? Let's start with that. The Rambam wants to say this is the Rabbanon is why is it permissible to cut these vegetables? These are large pieces. What would be the problem if it was small pieces? That could be us to do. But. Where does Roman get? Where does Tosfos get this large pieces for small pieces?
Doesn't look like grinding, though.
Doesn't look grinding. You have to cut a carrot in half. You have to cut a cucumber in half. That's not cutting into small pieces. The simple shot, what we said last week, was that what is this of the Rabbanon? Nothing to do with grinding. It has to do with achana, preparing. How can you prepare Shabbos after Shabbos? Why are you allowed to prepare a new kippur after a new kippur? The reason is because it enhances your inui. You're allowed to enhance your inui on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's like a wild statement to say. But what I'm trying to say is that Tosfot is bothered by the different. He's throwing in his large pieces versus small pieces. Right? If I make large pieces, maybe it's not considered tochei. Okay. There's a lot more to say on that, but I'm not going to. And there's only literally two minutes left. So what I want to do in these 2 minutes is homework. Oh, next week's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. I don't think we should next week, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't think so. Can people make it next week or no?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. I'll probably miss them. All my kids are probably home. Okay. We'll see. We'll send out a message. If not, then we'll pick up in 2 weeks. After we'll pick up next year. But what I want to do is I want to see what other Rishonim understood the Gemara, and why do they understand it that way? Why were they forced to understand it differently? What are the advantages and disadvantages to each way of understanding it? And then it's worthwhile just saying Alecha L'maisa had to do with this on a practical level. Okay, so that we'll have next year, whenever that'll be. Okay, so let's stop there, and for now, thank you.